The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Welcome, welcome. Good evening, good evening. Or maybe it's not evening when you're listening to this. So whenever it is, a really warm welcome. So we'll begin with a guided meditation. I'm just taking our seat, our meditation posture. And it's worthwhile taking a little bit of time to get the seat in a way that we feel balanced and supported. And allowing this sense of balance and support to maybe infuse our mood, our experience of being here at this moment. So we can sit and know that we're sitting. Checking in with the body. Can we have a warm welcome for whatever experiences we're having at this moment? Doesn't mean they're pleasant. It just means that we're not slamming the door in the face of these experiences. Maybe there's some tension in the neck or the shoulders. Can bring our awareness and see if that allows some of the tension to dissipate, to soften. Of course, without making it a project that it has to go away. Bringing attention to our jaw and the area around our eyes, other places where we often hold tension. And then to rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the sensations, maybe with the movement of the chest or the belly. Maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. It might be that when we first sit down, there's just a cascading waterfall of thoughts, and we only every now and then catch our breath, so to speak. Remember that we're, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be meditating. That's okay. We just begin again with the sensations of breathing. It absolutely doesn't matter how many times we have to begin again. Each time we do, we're strengthening the capacity with the mind to turn away from thoughts and towards something else. In this case, the breath. Maybe we find that we're more with the idea of the breath rather than the actual sensations. That's okay. We don't have to make it a problem. But the movement is towards actually feeling the expansion, the contraction with breathing, the stretching. With breathing. Not so much the idea, but the experience. And it can be helpful to support our being with the sensations of breathing. It can be helpful to set the intention. Okay, I'm going to be with the entirety of the in-breath. Setting the intention to be with the beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath. Maybe we set the intention. It supports our practice for a few breaths, and then maybe the mind drifts away. Doesn't have to be a problem. We just, again, set the intention to be with the entirety of the in-breath. Of course, we can enlarge our intention to be with the in-breath and the out-breath. We can use setting an intention as a gentle way of helping us connect with the sensations of breathing without using a sledgehammer or pouncing on the breath. Just simply setting an intention to support just a little bit more connection, just a little bit more effort. So we can use this practice of setting an intention in a relaxed, easy way, and not an ambitious intention necessarily. But to set the intention as a way of just applying a little bit more effort so that our mindfulness can be a little bit more connected with the sensations, not so much just about the thinking or the thoughts or the ideas. Setting an intention as a way of making effort.